Before we close out, two things that caught my attention and deserve a final mention. The Om piece from Daring Fireball scored 401 points, 19 comments. This is John Gruber's tribute to Om Malik, the longtime technology journalist and founder of Giga Om. It's a personal and affectionate piece about someone who has shaped how the tech industry understands itself for over two decades. The HN community's response is warm, and it's worth reading as a reminder that human voices and long-form technology journalism matter alongside the algorithmic and AI-generated content increasingly filling the internet.
And the WordStar Retrospective, a 1996 essay about the word processor that was, for a time, the dominant writing tool for serious writers before Microsoft Word conquered everything. WordStar had keyboard shortcuts that many writers found so intuitive that they refused to switch to newer software for years. The HN discussion is partly nostalgia, but partly a serious examination of how user interface design choices get locked in and why better doesn't always win.
The Show HN Hacker News Flipboard visualization. That's the one that displays HN stories on a train station-style departures board with the characteristic mechanical letter flip animation, scored 78 points and 18 comments. It's delightful engineering in service of aesthetics, and it serves as a reminder that HN has a strong community of people who build things for the pleasure of building them.
Looking at today's episode as a whole, the through line I keep coming back to is access and control. Who gets access to powerful AI models, and on what terms? Who controls the infrastructure that runs AI workloads? Who has access to the mathematical reasoning that frontier models are beginning to automate? Who can build 3D printed objects without government tracking? Even the housing story is about access. Who can afford to live in cities that are being priced by investment capital?
Time capsule moment before we close. A few weeks back, we said that companies betting heavily on electric vehicle futures could face significant losses if adoption slowed. That's proven partially right. Some EV-focused companies have seen stock declines and reduced growth projections. But it's messier than a simple vindication. The EV transition is continuing, just unevenly. European adoption is stronger than North American. Commercial fleet electrification is outpacing consumer adoption in several markets. We were directionally right about the slowdown in certain segments, but we probably overstated the uniformity of the pressure.
We also said defense and energy stocks should theoretically benefit from ongoing geopolitical tensions. Defense stocks have generally performed well. Increased military spending commitments across NATO and allied countries have flowed through to contractors. But energy stocks have been mixed. Exactly as the hedged version of our prediction suggested, supply disruptions got offset by demand-side weakness from economic slowdown concerns. The lesson we keep relearning: commodity markets have so many interacting variables that directional predictions about specific sectors are fragile.
As always, everything we discussed today was sourced directly from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories sparked your curiosity, the GPT 5.6 governance debate, DeepSeek's optimization paper, the ultrasound brain imaging research, the California 3D printer bill, the full articles and the community discussions are all there. The comment threads on the big AI stories today are genuinely worth reading. Over 1,000 people working through the implications in real time. That's a resource we're lucky to have access to.
If you want to expand beyond the tech and science stories we cover here, our companion show, Intelligix Daily News, covers geopolitics, markets, and global affairs. It's worth checking out if today's discussion of AI governance and economic policy left you wanting more context from the broader world.
And a genuine thank you to the tools that make this show possible. We use Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation. It's what allows us to produce a 45-minute episode from raw source material with the consistency and depth that we aim for. And we use Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. It's how we surface and contextualize stories as they're happening. We're grateful for both. This podcast wouldn't exist in its current form without them.
We're back tomorrow with whatever the Hacker News community decides is worth talking about. For Marcus Rodriguez, I'm Sarah Chen. Have a good Saturday.
See you tomorrow.